Do you have any particular names for a hog that's grown out wild?
Wild hog.
Wild hog.
Razorback.
Is there such thing as a razorback?
You betcha.
You see them around here?
We've got some wild hogs around here. Did you ever see the movie Home from the Hill? Robert Mitchum. It was filmed mostly in Clarksville, but the dogs and the hogs they used were from around the northern part of this county.
Just for the heck of it, have you ever heard a wild hog called a Piney Woods Rooter?
No. It wouldn't, so we're out of the Piney Woods here.
Say a male hog has been altered. Do you have any idea what he's called? You ever heard people talk about a barra or a barra? Or talking about what you did to the hog. You say it's been.
Never heard of anybody cutting a hog. Castrated.
Yeah.
Gelded on a horse.
Okay. That's pretty good. Too.
While we're on the subject, I thought we might as well finish the hogs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, of course, you know, in the fall you have hog killing time. And you smoke them. Smoke the meat.
Mm-hmm.
During the smokehouse. Sausage.
Do people around here, if you talk about making sausage, use the intestines, you know, clean them out and use them for casings, so for stuffing the sausage?
Yes. I have heard chitlins. But most common use of it around here is what we call hot links.
Hot links.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the casings, the intestine itself?
Stuffed.
Stuffed.
You can walk across the tracks over here and get hot links.
Now, is that a type of sausage? Or?
Yeah. It's a good cheap lunch. Get a bowl of chili and a half dozen hot links and an orange
soda. Bicarbonate of soda.
Yeah, sit down there with crackers. They've gotten uptown now. They're giving you four. It used to be when I was growing up that they just had knives, you know, where the front end was about sharpened off back to the back. You just cut them, spear them, stick them on a cracker, pop in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Well, is this this is not the same thing as Red Hots? Are you familiar with that?
No.
Well, where I'm from, there's a great big oversized wiener.
Mm-hmm. Polish sausage type.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Very similar. It's almost like barbecue. Each locale has its own different particular type of hot links.
Mm-hmm.
Some are larger and greater in diameter than the others.
Mm-hmm.
And some are very similar to Polish sausage. That's what they sell in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Some are more closer probably to chitlins, or you know, just the small stuffed intestines.
Mm-hmm.
About like that long.
Mm-hmm.
About that big around. That's what they serve here.
About an inch long.
Mm-hmm.
Inch in circumference.
Mm-hmm. Hot links are very popular around here. You can run into two or three different types. You can get this type here, and then type down in Pittsburgh, then Gilmer has another kind.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a sound, did you?
That what? What?
You got had good sound.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. No problem. That a friend of mine accidentally erased about an hour's worth of conversation. I had to go back and do it all over again. Of course, he wasn't very happy about it, and the informant wasn't very happy about it either. Had to repeat himself. well, we were talking about farm animals last time.